lot of other progressive organizations to let them know who we are, what we're up to, and why, you know, why this is an idea that they should really consider supporting. Now, I do think that a lot of what we're doing can be adapted to any area with modifications, I think. But I hope that this will give you some inspirations for what I know. I was just speaking with a woman here who's in a very conservative district and definitely addressing a different kind of an audience. But let's see what you guys think. So in our chapter, we're doing several, we approach outreach on a number of different levels. I'm going to talk a little bit about each one of these, but especially about a couple of them. So we do tabling and speaking at public events, which probably a lot of you do. We have gone into the local schools, both at the high school level as well as at the college level. And in fact, I see somebody, Jody here from the University of California, who's done quite a bit of outreach for us on campus. We even have a chapter in Castro Valley where we've got we've done some outreach to elementary and junior high school students. We show slideshows, we do speaking engagements, we're called in for speaking with engagements. We've got a Facebook page and a monthly newsletter that goes out. We do many different kinds of creative public events, which is something that I'm going to be focusing on today. We have an active meetup group, which has brought quite a few people into our chapter. How many people here are familiar with meetup? Okay, we'll be talking about meetup a little bit. And we have an endorsements committee that also does outreach through doing endorsements. So just starting kind of at the basic level, we show up at events and we table. I would say when we started doing this about 3 years ago, a lot of organizations didn't really know who we were. We started contacting them and saying, you know, you're having a march, you're having a rally, we'd like to table. We'd like to come and table. We'd like to come and speak. And we have, you know, we take the opportunity to talk with people who are interested in the climate at those events, and we do get out there and speak. This is a recent event at the Lake Merritt in Oakland, at the Climate March in Oakland, where we had a table and, you know, got a lot of constituent letters signed. We do bring constituent letters when we do outreach, and we get lots and lots of constituent letters signed that you can take with you when you go in with your meetings with your member of Congress. So we do take that opportunity. Of course, we've always got sign-up sheets there as well. And in the next session, Rochelle Wheeler will be talking about what we do with all that information that we're gathering at these events, because we do quite a bit of follow-up. We have also done a lot of partnering with other organizations in our area that are working on climate issues. In this case, this is an organization called Transition Berkeley. It's a local organization in Berkeley that is working to help people in Berkeley make the transition out of a fossil fuel economy into you know, a new, more sustainable way of being and running our city. And we were a guest speaker there and did outreach, and it was interesting. This was an interesting event because somebody showed up who really supported cap and trade and kind of got into a little back and forth there, which was an interesting, something you need to be prepared for. But this just gives you an idea that we are invited in by other organizations to speak with them. I'll also give you an example. I was invited to come to an event with 350.org a couple of years ago and showed up, offered a quick workshop on carbon pricing and CCL. Out of the entire meeting, there's a lot of people. Two people showed up, just to give you an idea of, you know, but one of those people is a former Republican lobbyist who is now an active member of our chapter. So